The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May the word of God be on my mind, on my lips, in my heart. This reading comes to us from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. John the Baptist appeared preaching in the desert of Judea and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." It was of him that the prophet Isaiah had spoken when he said, "A voice crying out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths." John wore clothing made of camel's hair and had a leather belt around his waist. His food was locusts and wild honey. At that time, Jerusalem, all Judea, and the whole region around the Jordan were going out to him and being baptized by him in the Jordan River as they acknowledged their sins. When he saw many of the Pharisees and the Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce good fruit as evidence of your repentance. And do not presume to say to yourselves, 'Well, we have Abraham as our father.' For I tell you, God can raise up children to Abraham from these very stones. Even now the axe lies at the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. I am baptizing you with water for repentance, but the one who is coming after me is mightier than I am. I'm not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fan in his hand, he will clear his threshing floor and gather wheat into his barn. But the shaft will burn with unquenchable fire." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
In today's gospel, we hear what a fierce character John the Baptist was. John was a fireman and preacher. You heard what he preached. And of course, Jesus was nothing like what he preached. Jesus was a follower of John for a while. We know that now. But then he left John's movement and he did his own baptisms, only for a short while, and then he stopped with that. But he was a follower of him, but quite different in his understanding of the kingdom of God and what it was going to be like. But in today's gospel, he lets the Pharisees and Sadducees have it with both barrels. And these groups were the publicly devout churchgoers of their day, and they were often hypocrites, professing one thing and doing another. And we know they regularly demanded observances of other Jews, of ordinary Jews, which they themselves did not do. So no wonder John disliked them so much. And Jesus disliked them a lot too. Basically, the hierarchs, the leaders, the religious leaders Jesus ran into. But anyways, their religious observances was a charade. It was focused on their needs, their souls, and their salvation. They were going to get to heaven and everyone else be damned. They even came out to the wilderness, as we see today, to be baptized. I mean, this is like going to a salvation megastore and buying a little bit of everything in the store, just in case. John attacks them violently, and in doing so, he condemns their privatized religion and their lack of social responsibility. In Christianity, there is an important distinction between personal and private faith. There's a distinction between those two, personal and private. Personal faith knows that God is close, that God is intimate, that one is loved by God, that one is a child of God, which is what we celebrate at Christmas. We should always be careful of hymns that only speak about me and Jesus against the world. And there are hymns like that. We never sing them here. Janice never has sung those songs here. But there are hymns. Inheriting the promises that you hear today in Isaiah and the promises made to Israel and seeing them that they were intended to be for all God's children, not just for the Israelites, but for all God's children and not just for Christians, we believe that we are saved as a people. We're saved as a people. For us, it's we and Jesus for the world. Not me and Jesus against the world, or just me and Jesus here. If we have no interest in justice, no interest in the development and in peace for our world, and justice for our world, if we don't care to know our fellow parishioners and neighbors, if we want just to be left alone, to come to Mass, say our prayers, and save our souls, then I think we need to hear the message of Christmas once again. So may this Advent see John the Baptist do what he does best, what I was told and what many preachers are told, comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable.